Infinite. Chapter 14 of Sniper and Hacker by Amethystina. Read by CookieMom6067. Your eyes are always blue. As much as the world changes around us, and we with it, that remains constant. Your eyes are always brilliantly blue. Sometimes I try to name the specific color, but not a single word in my vocabulary ever comes close. Expressing myself verbally will never be one of my strengths, even if I'm not always taciturn. Sometimes I speak more, but never at length. Certainly never as much as you do. Except that one time, when you were quiet and subdued, your smiles as careful as the soft touches of your fingertips against my skin. There was a delicacy to you that time that still baffles me, simply for how rare it was. I know that you have always had that gentleness inside of you. For all your brashness and energy, you have a softness that is almost shocking, and I treasure every memory of it that I have been fortunate enough to witness. I don't know who breathed life into our existence, who made sure that our lives, no matter how complicated or different, would always entwine, but I thank them. I have seen you live and die more times than I can count, but I don't regret a single one. To this day, I don't understand it. Sometimes I don't even remember having known you before. There are times when I look at you with new eyes and don't like what I see. Lives during which we argue or mistrust each other, but that rarely lasts. Sooner or later, the world writes itself. Sooner or later, we find each other. I still remember the first time I saw you. It was like finding purpose, even if I didn't know I needed one. It was like coming home, even if I didn't know that I was looking for one. It was my first life, and I think I understood what was happening as little as you did, but I felt the pull, just like you did. I've never felt anything like it and doubt that I ever will again. Nothing can compare to you, or the feeling of finally finding you after years apart. That first time, I didn't even know what I had been missing until you were there. Your voice resonated within my very core, like a call I had to answer, and your smile was enough to make my breath catch. I felt it then as I do now. The pull that binds us together is a constant hum at the back of my mind, even if I might not always understand it. I definitely didn't the first time. It was only after a number of lives that I understood the truth of our existence. Without you, there is no me. And without me, there can be no you. We are forever entwined and forever in love. We are infinite. You and I. The end.